What's up and welcome to another mini episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Baker Mayfield, what that trade with the Panthers means for both sides, and well, that's it. It is a mini episode after all. First of all, a couple things about this episode. If you are watching this on Wednesday, that means that you are a Patreon supporter. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much if you are. It's a great way to support me. So if you are a patron and you're watching this early, I hope you're, first of all, enjoying the Patreon exclusive content. And if you are, go ahead and let me know on Twitter or on TikTok and stuff that you're a Patreon supporter and that you're enjoying the stuff. Would love to hear some feedback on that. If you're not, just listening on Spotify on Thursday or Friday or whatever day it is for you right now, that's totally fine. That's also an amazing way to support the podcast and support me. So go ahead, if you are listening on Spotify or you're watching on Spotify because this is a video episode, go ahead, rate the podcast, review the podcast. If you're listening on any other platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, do whatever you can do to support the podcast and help grow. Without further ado, let's get right into it. So obviously today, I'm recording this on Wednesday. Again, if you're a Patreon supporter, you're watching this on Wednesday. If you're not, it's Thursday or Friday. Today, the news broke that Baker Mayfield has been traded to the Panthers for a 2024 conditional fifth round pick. This is a home run deal for the Panthers, in my opinion, and I think it's pretty hard for anyone to disagree with that. I mean, they get a guy who I personally believe can be a very serviceable starting quarterback when he's healthy for just a fifth round pick, and that's it. I mean, the Panthers need to figure out the quarterback situation for the future. I don't think it's Baker Mayfield. I said this on TikTok when I made my video about it. I don't think that Baker Mayfield is the future option for this team. I don't think that they're going into the next few years believing that Baker Mayfield will be their guy all the way through. Maybe he's young. This guy is not like, he's not like an old veteran guy that they're trying to bridge. He still has a lot of good years left in him. Whether or not those good years will come, I'm not entirely sure. I don't think anyone's entirely sure. That's why there's a little bit of hesitation with Baker, is that he's shown really good flashes, but also he was awful last year. Yes, he was playing injured, but he was awful last year. And there were some things that he was doing last year that were not because of injury. That's because of his bad mechanics or because of his bad decision-making. Four interceptions against the Packers, you cannot blame that all against injuries. But I do think that Baker is still a serviceable quarterback in the NFL. And I think, again, that's not crazy to say, in my opinion. I think he can still be a top 20 to 25 guy when he's healthy. I don't think it's crazy to say that there are 12 guys you would take him over, or 11, 12 guys you would take him over when he's healthy and he's playing at his best. I don't think that's insane to say. What does this deal mean for the Browns? Let's get that part out of the way so we can talk about the Panthers after, which is a more lengthy conversation. It means the Browns are screwed because it's Jacoby Brissett. Deshaun Watson will be suspended. For how long, we don't know. Should be a lifetime ban, but we don't know how long he's going to be suspended for. That decision hasn't come out yet. I don't expect it to come out for a little while. Deshaun Watson will be suspended for, I would say, at a minimum, the entire year. Knowing the NFL, the realistic minimum is probably 8 games. But either way, week one, it is Browns-Panthers week one, which is really exciting. Week one, the Browns are going into Carolina, or Carolina's coming to them. I forget what it is. And Jacoby Brissett is taking the starting snaps. This is not good. If Deshaun Watson, for some reason, is only suspended for the first 8 games of the year, going to Jacoby Brissett for half the season, you are not going to win that many games. I do not have the Browns schedule pulled up right now. Let me do that. Should have been more prepared for this. So, yeah. Like I said, they open with the Panthers. So their first 8 games would be Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons, Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals. And then immediately following that would be Dolphins in case it is a full game suspension for Deshaun Watson. They can win, I would say, realistically, 1, 2, 3 of those games against the Falcons, Jets, and Panthers. Because the Panthers still aren't great. We'll talk about them in a second, though. The Panthers still aren't like fantastic. But what this means for the Browns is that they're screwed. It would be such a full circle moment if Baker starts with the Panthers, comes into Cleveland, or they come to him. Like I said, I don't really know who's home and who's away. I could probably look at that right now, actually. Get that out of the way. It's in Carolina. It's in Carolina. So, I mean, Baker could be at home with the Panthers, the Browns come in, they get beat. That would be a full circle moment. Not only do you treat this dude like trash after he played a full year for you injured, showed a lot of perseverance and resilience in that, maybe a little bit of stupidity, but mostly perseverance and resilience. You throw him to the curb. You sign a guy who's probably one of the most morally questionable people in the NFL, who I think you know is not going to play. I mean, I get not trusting the NFL and their like decision making and like disciplinary like sentencing stuff, but you have to know that a guy like Deshaun Watson, with the stuff he did, there's no way he's getting off without any kind of suspension. And so you pay him a ridiculous, absurd, insane, stupid amount of money. You kick a guy who still has potential to the curb. Now where are you? You're with Jacoby Brissett. Now this is a Browns team that is ready to win. You got Myles Garrett on the edge. You got a good head coach. You got a good secondary. You got two top 10 running backs, most likely. Great offensive line. They have all the pieces to be a winning team, except for quarterback. And that's the only way you can justify getting Deshaun Watson. Well, he's a good quarterback. A good quarterback who won't play and shouldn't play. Like, if it were up to me, Deshaun Watson would never play in the NFL again. I think that's where most NFL fans are at. There's no reason for him to never play in the NFL again. I mean, why would you? Anyway, I've talked too much about the Browns. They don't deserve to be talked about this much. They're a terrible organization. And I hope that they really do just get blown out in every game they play this year. Won't happen, but I just hope that they lose a lot of games and get embarrassed because they deserve to, because they're a fraudulent organization and they kicked Baker Mayfield to the curb, signed a very questionable guy. If it was me, they'd all be fired for signing Deshaun Watson, in my opinion. Moving on to the Panthers. Honestly, if it were me, I would just be using Baker as like a bridge guy for Matt Corral. I don't know how they're going to get off of Sam Darnold. They're still paying Cam Newton, I think. They're paying a bunch of quarterbacks. They're not even on their team anymore. Point being, Baker is 100% the QB1 in that room right now. I don't think there's any debate that Sam Darnold or Matt Corral right now are better than him. I'm a big Matt Corral fan, so I kind of have this belief that Matt Corral is going to be the one starting. Not the one starting, but the one starting for them. Not this year, but like in the next few years. I think he's their future guy. He's their future plan. And I wouldn't blame them. I think Matt Corral's awesome. The Panthers, I think this is a really good option to QB for them. I think this is a good bridge guy. And if Matt Corral isn't working out, Baker's got a lot of years left. Like I said, he's a young guy. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. If his injuries keep bothering him, he might have a shortened career. But other than that, I really think that he's got a good few years left in him. What does this make the Panthers if he starts? What does this make them? I think this makes them at least more primed to contend for the second place spot in that division. The Saints are okay, but I'm not too high on them. Jameis is a little bit overrated. You can't throw 30 interceptions in a season and be a good quarterback. How? You can't. Maybe he bounces back. Maybe he has a good year. He had a great start to last year, but I don't buy it. The receiving core made up of Michael Thomas, who I haven't seen play since 2019. Except for one playoff game, which he was okay in. Chris Olave, who's a rookie, and I'm not very high on him. And an aging Jarvis Landry. No options at tight end. Alvin Kamara is probably suspended for the first 6 or 7 games. Maybe even 8. So they don't have a running back. On defense, it's just Marshawn Lattimore, and it's just Cam Jordan. And maybe DeMario Davis. I like DeMario Davis. He's okay. But really, there are not a lot of guys that I like fully trust on the defense. You know, getting rid of Marcus Williams. I don't buy it. I do not buy the Saints. I think this puts the Panthers in a prime position to go and contend for the second place spot in the division. That's not a playoff team, I don't think. I think the Bucs are the only team that's going to escape, sneak into the playoff race from that division. But I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. But I think that division, the bottom three are going to be really bad. The Falcons, Saints, and the Panthers. And why not the Panthers finishing second in that division is my question. Why not the Panthers? That's about all I have on this topic. Let me know what you guys want to see. Well, let me know what you guys think of the trade. I'm on Twitter, obviously, JakeTalkSports3 on Twitter, JakeTalkSports03 on TikTok. If you want to go check out my Baker Mayfield video and a bunch of my other content, JakeTalkSports03 on Twitch, JakeTalkSports on YouTube. If you are watching on Patreon or you're watching on Spotify right now, you can go over to my TikTok or my Twitter. That's where you can find my Linktree. My Linktree has my Discord, my Patreon, my merch store, My Twitter, my YouTube, my Twitch. I don't even know if I said that already, but every single link to any platform that you're looking for me on, if I'm on that platform, the link will be right there. So if you want to head over to my TikTok, my Twitter, my link tree is in the bio of both of those, and you can go check out all my other platforms, all my other content. Without further ado, we will see you tomorrow for those of you listening to it on Thursday, or Friday for those of you who are listening to this on Wednesday. We'll see you on Friday for an episode of the podcast that will hopefully be featuring a guest. I've not got that figured out yet, but yeah. We'll see you guys right then and right there. I love you guys. Thank you for 4,000 on TikTok. Appreciate y'all.